Support comes from Red Stag Supper Club, featuring weekly live music and a late-night happy hour, serving brunch, lunch, dinner, and late night 7 days a week, focusing on locally farmed ingredients. RedStagSupperClub.com.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, Data Control.
Jenkins, get in here.
Yes, Mr. Mortensen.
Show me last quarter's sales data for men's shoes.
Well, sir, these data show that sales of men's shoes was excellent this past quarter.
These data?
Yes, sir. That's what these data tell us.
Tell you?
Yes. We couldn't keep enough shoes on the shelves. It was as if they were walking out of the store on their own.
Okay. Well, what does the data say about pancake mix sales?
Well, these data indicate that sales of pancake mix remained flat.
Okay. Why do you keep saying these data?
Data is plural, sir.
Well, you're wrong.
Why?
Well, you're only showing me one piece of paper, for starters.
Can we agree to disagree, Mr. Mortensen?
Let me think about that. No, we can't.
Very well, sir.
This week on Grammar Grader, we're looking at a tricky word that presents a confusing picture when it comes to verb agreement. That word is data. Data comes from a Latin word meaning given. It's the plural of the word datum, and according to Fowler's Modern English Usage, it is proper to treat data as a plural in English. For example,
the data are insufficient.
Fowler's provides further information, saying,
data is usually considered as a number of items and construed as a plural. For example, most of the network security data were classified.
Now wait just a minute there. I've heard data used with the singular verb form, well, pretty much every time I've ever heard the word.
That's where the word data shows its flexibility. Fowler's Modern English Usage, the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, Webster's New World College Dictionary, and the Gregg Reference Manual all explain that the word data can be used with singular verbs. Fowler's says that
in computing and allied disciplines, data is treated as a singular noun and with a singular verb. For example, data is stored on a disk, or the raw data for the solution lies in two vast collections of information.
The Gregg Reference Manual provides further explanation and broadens the use of the word data to include applications outside the world of computing. Here's what it says.
The noun data, which is plural in form, is commonly followed by a plural verb in technical and scientific usage when the word refers to several distinct bits of information. For example, the data assembled by six researchers are now being compared.
In general usage, data in the sense of information is followed by a singular verb. For example, the data obtained after 2 months of experimentation is now being analyzed.
In sum, when data is used in a scientific setting, referring to distinct bits of information, verbs take the plural form. When data simply means information in general, then a singular verb fits the bill just fine.
Jenkins, get in here!
Yes, sir.
All right. I guess we can agree to disagree.
How so, sir?
Well, it turns out when looking at data scientifically, they can be plural. But when using data as a synonym for information, it can be singular.
So what's the best approach?
Consistency, of course.
Speaking of consistency, our spring sales data shows that umbrellas remain a strong seller.
Umbrellas, huh? So, you think we should keep stocking them?
Now, that seems to be an open and shut case, sir.
Good one, Jenkins.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material comes from Fowler's Modern English Usage by R.W. Birchfield, the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, Webster's New World College Dictionary, and the Gregg Reference Manual by William A. Sabin. All of these can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Dale Connolly and Tom Weber. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, give feedback, join the discussion, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com.
I am adding and subtracting.